I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Danny's a good friend of mine, but he does an annoying bit where during the breaks, we like to throw a little Nerf football around. And we're 8 feet apart, and we're just tossing it nice and soft right at each other. Danny refuses to catch it or to play. He just doesn't engage. So he'll be standing there, and he has his hands in his pocket. But if you throw him the ball, he'll either just let him hit him in the chest and fall to the ground. Or he'll literally jump out of the way, which occasionally has led to things getting broken.
I broke Brock Lesnar of the Afternoon Drive program's mug once because I dodged, and I still feel guilty about that.
Why do you hate catching the ball so much?
Well, there are a number of factors. One, you burn people out because you throw it too hard, too close, and think it's funny.
No, that's not true.
You've always done that. And so I try to end that. I don't want that as part of it.
That is a deflection. Tom said that's such a deflection. You're 100% right, Tom.
You do weird.
That's not the problem.
You do weird two-handed throw things sometimes.
Enough with what I do. Well, why don't you? Tom throws you the ball. You don't catch it.
I'm answering. I don't. I also don't enjoy it. Okay. That's the last part.
That's the part. So, we should start with that part.
Yeah, I can leave with that. That's fine. I don't really want to do it every. I'll do it sometimes. I've done it sometimes.
You've never played catch with me.
That's
here.
Not true. We'll play catch several times. I don't want to always do it.
Tom, has Danny ever played catch with you once?
Not that I can remember.
Same. Now, have I played catch with you?
Yeah, we've been doing it every commercial break this entire day.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
I just think you can do bits without catching.
Let's go to Steve in Reston.
Let's
What's up, Steve? We're talking about FedEx Field. And we've talked enough about what's wrong with FedEx. How about how do you fix it?
It's a great question. And before I start, I just want to say, as DC's top Window Nation rep for the last 3 years, thank you guys very much for all the love. I hope you're still loving your windows.
Yeah, of course
Steve,
we are.
Window Nation.
Steve,
for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
I paid $36 to Pepco last month. That's how much it cost because my home is so well insulated.
Window Nation for Steve's home and ours, because it's where Steve works.
Where Steve works.
Yeah.
Love it, dude.
Thank you guys very much. That was awesome.
Call 866-90-NATION for your 000 sale right now.
Tell Dave we miss his tender face. He answered every question. He was the best.
Can we tell people to ask for Steve when they call, or will that not work?
It won't work. They can ask for Steve to come out and see him, though, or Dave. Dave's a great guy as well.
Dave Burkhart.
Quite a bit. Harley's got him running.
Dave Burkhart?
Dave Burkhart, yeah, absolutely.
That's my guy. Not to be confused with Kevin Burkhart.
No, unfortunately not. Although he is he's from the Buffalo area, so you guys probably talked Buffalo sports with him a little bit when he was there.
We did. He's a handsome guy. All right, what do you got for us, Steve?
Well, you guys have posed two questions, really. What can you do to improve the fan experience while you're there now, and is there anything to be done? And then also, people that go a lot, do they find it disheartening what's going on there? So the first question, I have been to 3 games this year. From a bunch of my groups of friends, and I know this sounds super nerdy, a lot of guys stay at home and watch fantasy football in Red Zone and things like that. So maybe just a tracker inside the stadium that gives constant fantasy football updates?
Yes, definitely. A scrolling ribbon board or scoreboard with that. They've done better, I think, in the last couple of years. They used to not show any scores or help at all, and that's not the case. Now they have the flash briefings where I think Lou Holder or somebody shows the highlights from around the NFL. So I think they could do better. They could have, at the new stadium, I'd love the technology at your seat to be able to, like, plug something in and scroll through box scores on NFL.com or something like that.
Right. That would be awesome. I also took the Metro up there once, maybe free shuttles from the Metro constantly to give some sort of public transportation to help with all the traffic.
See, that's easy, Danny. Why isn't there a shuttle from the Metro station rather than walking a mile plus?
Because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
That's a sunk cost for Dan Snyder and that group.
It's true.
Every time they'll tell you that, well, our season ticket prices are very competitive league-wide. They don't mention the administrative fees, the security fee, the 9/11 security fee, the handling fee. The parking costs are among the highest in the sport. They don't allow public transportation because, again, there's no money in it for them. parking is the easiest way for people to make money because it's a one-time thing. All you need is the space. $60 gets handed over. No services provided. No, you don't have to do anything to those cars. You don't even tell you. You say, hey, your car gets broken and it's not our fault. There's no liability. Whereas in this stadium, you're responsible for stuff. That's where the money goes. So there's no reason for them to have public transport.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go to another Steve in Fairfax. What's up, dude?
Steve.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Obviously, everybody's touched on everything, so I'm just going to go to some little things that I'd like to see in the stadium, and that is Jack Kent Cook in his haste to build this giant white elephant forgot that we should have done a little tilt of the hat to our predecessor, RFK Stadium. One with, the section of the stands, with the technology, you could do this now. Before, it was just because they were wood. Make them so that they could rock, that maybe the particular part of the stadium. And also do a little bit after you, shear off the top 50 rows, put a little, kind of like a cantilever top around the top to keep the noise in, and another nod to RFK. Got to move move it also back to the old location where RFK was, or the end of a subway line.
So he's with me kind of on the new stadium ideas, which, yeah, those things will all help, but that's several years away. Andy Manassas, you're on the fan. What do you got?
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
What's up,
buddy? Good.
Man, everybody's pretty much touched on all the issues. I like what Steve said. I think getting those people off that road, coming in and out of the stadium, would make things perfect. But
yeah, there's a lot of people that are just walking down the side of the road. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, and the guys that are doing the parking, they're doing nothing. They're standing there. I mean, it's a fiasco getting in and out of there. I got to be honest with you. I think we have the worst food at the stadium in the NFL. I'm very lucky to be able to travel to 3 or 4 away games a year. And so I've been to many, many other
stadiums. It doesn't hold up
because
I agree. My general thought on the FedEx Field food options are that they are not that good. But I traveled a lot. I went to 28 to 32 NFL stadiums. I only ate in the press boxes. Is the food for fans bad at other better at other stadiums? It makes Redskins look bad?
Way better. Way better. Just the fact that it's hot. And I'll give you another example. How about, sometimes when I don't feel like drinking and it's 30 degrees out, how about a nice cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Find a cup of coffee in our stadium.
Good luck with that.
Or even a cup of hot chocolate that's hot. Just those little types of things that somebody could really pay attention to and they're not. And, if the team's winning, none of that matters, right? I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. I'm sure they sell coffee at FedEx and hot chocolate, but if he goes there all the time and it's not readily available and or he doesn't know where it is, then maybe it's not as convenient as it should be.
You can get mediocre chicken tenders from the Aramark. You can get that.
You know your boy loves those chicken tenders.
I know.
Love those chicken tenders and fries. I could die eating those every day.
You like generic store ice cream with ice chips in it.
I do.
That's where we're at.
But I love Aramark chicken
tenders. But you do,
and fries.
You do love Aramark
when
chicken tenders.
When I go to Verizon Center, they got a ton of great options now. I guess it's Capital and Arena, so yeah. I lied.
You also love the jumbo condiment dispenser that they have at Verizon Center.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't
Capital One Arena, us.
They're still, everyone's still trailing the Nats for in distant second place because of what they have done with local food
Nats
options.
Food is great.
But I will say, the what are we calling it? The bank, the phone booth, the phone bank? I don't know.
Oh, Capital One Arena.
Capital One. They've made some improvements too. They're on the up and up. It's still not where it should be or could be, but it's getting better.
You know what the Redskins need to do is take a page out of the Falcons book where they charge $2 or $3 for all their food and beers and stuff.
Or something.
So cheap.
Some incentive.
Maybe just do that for a quarter. If you don't want to do it for the whole game, how about during, I guess that would make everyone leave their seats. Or do it the entire halftime or something, but hey, everything's a dollar during halftime.
Before the game starts,
right.
It's $2 for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. And put a Chick-fil-A in there.
That'd be
but make
cool.
It open on Sunday.
Closed on Sunday.
Ah, damn it.
You were so close, though.
I was so close.
You almost had a great
idea. I
just
want them to want me.
Capitals tickets could be yours next. We will give them away if you can answer a trivia question. We'll also give you a Redskins stock report on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.